going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Aditi, the last few years, you've been around the Bills and Jaguars, so you know about Gabe Davis. He's here for a visit this week. What you've heard about him in your conversations with Leak people and seeing him up close on the sidelines?
He is very intense. He brings it. Everything I know of him is that he's a good teammate. And I'll tell you a story that I think gives a little insight into the person he is. I had a game last year. It was the Jags, and I don't even remember who they're playing. I don't know that it's relevant, quite frankly, who they're playing. But Doug Peterson, who was a Jaguars prior head coach, had been talking to me for a few years about trying to get more leadership out of Trevor Lawrence, to get Trevor Lawrence more fired up on the sideline, because that's just not generally his demeanor. And in this game, Trevor Lawrence and Gabe Davis had some sort of a miscommunication. They came over to the sideline. They were very intense in the way that they exchanged words. They ultimately needed to be separated, and Trevor Lawrence threw an iPad. And this was notable because Trevor Lawrence is so sort of quiet, deferential, and because Doug Peterson had made this a storyline to me that he was trying to get more out of Trevor. So I reported this in game. And at the end of the game, I remember that the Jaguars had won. One of the Jaguars PR people went over to Gabe Davis and said, hey, it was reported during the game that you and Trevor kind of had words, whatever. It may come up in post-game questioning. And Gabe just shrugged. And he was like, well, it happened. It's true. And that, to me, was so classy. Because how many times do we see athletes who get irritated or pissed off or try to downplay something or say something is being made of something that wasn't actually anything? And Gabe was like, well, if it happened, it happened. So, of course, I own it. And I'm not saying that he was wrong. It was actually a really nice, passionate, wonderful moment. And they did win the game. So all is good. But I just remember being impressed that instead of being pissed off, he owned the moment.
What do you think of him as a receiver coming off of a pretty significant enough knee injury that he was waived with a failed physical by the Jags?
I mean, well, that's why we have Dr. Bradley in the city of Pittsburgh, right? I'm sure they'll check him out and see how they feel about him, and he'll go from there.
Let's assume he's healthy. What do you think of his game and like what he brings and how he plays the position?
I mean, if I'm going to be honest, I'm a little bit more excited about Roman Wilson and Calvin Austin right now. I want to see who you have who's young and improving. And I just talked to somebody today who was telling me that Roman Wilson has been working like a man of flame, that he's always the last guy out on the field working on the jugs machine. I appreciate that. I like that. Calvin Austin knows that this is, I don't want to use the phrase make or break, but it's certainly a big year, a big opportunity year for him.
Yep.
Let's see what these young players that the Steelers brought in, let's see how they've grown and developed them.
Aditi, I'm so interested to hear your take on Adam Schefter, who usually sticks to hey, breaking news, this player signed. Hey, breaking news, this player was traded. Hey, breaking news, this coach was fired. He's gotten into the like rumor mill with Jonnu Smith. Oh, they're talking, the Steelers and Dolphins. Oh, they're not talking. But wait, there's more. They are talking again. And he's done this song and dance like a French Open tennis ball going back and forth at Roland Garros for the last few days. And he's saying it could happen now that Parham is out for the year with his Achilles injury. What do you make of this situation? And like, just, you're good at telling us how the sausage gets made with reporting. Why do you think Schefter is like doing this with Jonnu Smith of all people?
From the very beginning, this has been explained to me by multiple people as Jonnu Smith's agent doing everything he can to assist the negotiations with the Miami Dolphins. And this is all part and parcel of how you try to manufacture leverage or create the idea of leverage or create some urgency for a team to come to the table. And my understanding has been that Jonnu Smith ultimately wants to stay in Miami and is trying to get as much money out of Miami right now as he can. As for, I'm not going to speculate on what Adam is doing in this particular situation. I really truly believe that Adam Schefter is the best at this role, at breaking the transactional news. And yep, part of being able to break news is occasionally assisting people and not only having your hand out. And we've seen that. Look, we've publicly seen this in the last few years where certain emails have been revealed where sometimes,
hey, Mr. Editor,
you trade information. And sometimes you do somebody a solid knowing that you've been done solids in the past or that you're going to have some solids done for you in the future. So I'm not saying this is completely, totally ginned up, but this may be why usually you see only done news reported, and occasionally sometimes you'll hear or see news that isn't. So I feel like you're trying to pull me into a Bill Simmons, Pablo Torre situation here. Am I doing a good
there?
Job of being diplomatic?
I heard that they had beef.
What happened?
I heard they had beef. I don't have time to follow all the media beef.
Bill Simmons said that Pablo Torre was a pretend journalist because of the way he's covered the Jordan
Hudson
thing.
Well, yes. So Bill, very quickly, Bill Simmons was sort of like, why is Pablo Torre making such a big deal out of the Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson story? Like, really, where are we? And Pablo Torre responded and said, look, not every single thing that we can do is highbrow. And part of what we need to do is generate revenue. And the reality of the situation is that people can't get enough
Correct.
Of this Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson story.
I'm a Tory
so
on this.
I'm a journalist, so I'm going to get as much actual information about it as I possibly can, as opposed to just random clickbait nonsense.
Yeah, I'm with Tory on this one. Bill can go back to looking up Dennis Johnson's box scores from the 1986
Celtics season. Well, the interesting
Celtics
thing that happened, because they ended up doing a podcast together, the two
Lombardi,
of them.
Lombardi, I thought.
Yes.
Michael Lombardi.
The Lombardi thing.
I caught that part of it, Aditi.
In that Torrey said that Lombardi, who's the GM at North Carolina, has serious questions about this, and Simmons
deeply
appeared,
concerned, I think, was yeah. the phrase,
and
actually.
Simmons tried to like turn the topic, like Chris said, into like, let's talk about New England Patriots receivers from 1985. So
Right. So anyway, the whole point is, please don't get me into a fight
not,
with
no,
another reporter
Aditi,
in any way.
Aditi,
but
wait,
I don't. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I've got a non-sequitur follow-up that'll take the heat completely off here. I need your help
with
something.
Is it about
something.
Aaron Rodgers?
No, it's not. It's not even about football
it's
or sports.
It's not about T.J. Watt? Oh, okay.
No, I told you it was a total non-sequitur here.
It's about how his wife might leave him. Go ahead.
No.
Oh, God.
No, it's not.
That's even worse to wade into.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
It's about my lovely wife and I are going to a wedding on Friday afternoon. The attire is garden party formal, which I looked up, and it actually is like a technical type of wedding attire, black tie, white tie, all that. Can you explain to me like what a guy is supposed to wear to garden party formal? Do you have any idea? Because I'm clueless right now, and I'd probably tell my husband to wear a linen suit.
Chris has got plenty of those in the closet.
Don Johnson on Miami Vice.
Do you agree with the masses that Chris looks like the new Penguins head coach?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, I haven't seen Chris in a long time. I've been wanting to come into studio and my children and life.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's really blowing
you
off.
You care more about your family than you do first. Us. Yeah, you care more about your real family than your radio family.
He's a bald guy with a pointy
Aaron
chin.
Aaron Rodgers said the same thing. He cares about people that are close to him right now.
I mean, Stephen A. Smith is picking up a couple more radio shows. Where's your work ethic, Aditi?
Stephen A. Smith, as far as I know, is not married. Is he married?
No, he's not.
He's married to the grind.
I don't even think he has a girlfriend.
Michelle Beadle not happy with him because I guess her show got bumped and she just went off about
really?
It. Yeah.
On her show?
Media chatter. We are doing so
I did
much
see that.
Media chatter.
Yeah. I did see that, that she was not happy about this. Aditi, is your husband ready to cut Beanie Bishop loose off the Steelers?
You know, I have not actually discussed that with him.
Oh, my God. I would love to be a fly on the wall for that
he
one.
He better not be one of these like guys like Whaley who thinks that it was so unprofessional that the Steelers should reevaluate how they look at players they bring in.
Is it funny?
It's funny.
We're on Team Funny.
We're very much on Team Funny, but I think there's like team press charges out there.
Doran
like,
said he would have kicked his ass over
it. They should cut him from the team.
Yeah. Part of it, like Doran saying that he wants to do that, that's the rivalry. That's the anger. That's the, isn't that all part of the juice?
That's what we love about it.
I do think, I will personally say that if I were advising Beanie, I think there is a classier way to sort of mock your rival than poop emojis.
What if he had just taken a picture of the logo and then put poop emojis all over the picture without wiping his cleats on it?
Where did you guys fall on the Pat McAfee, John Mellencamp flap?
Oh, I'm on McAfee's side there. Mellencamp was acting like a little baby. Come on.
Really? So yeah. You don't appreciate Mellencamp saying, hey, Hoosiers are supposed to have clap.
No. Wasn't Mellencamp's reputation that he's kind of a jerk?
I don't know. I've never met him. Have you met him?
No. You know him? And you know what, Aditi? What I was more curious about is who's the more famous of the two. Right now, I feel like it's McAfee.
Well, right
but
now,
I think
it's McAfee.
Career fame, it's John Cougar Mellencamp.
McAfee's sure. Gaining on him, though. All right, Aditi, we'll do this again next week. Thank you.
I can't believe we didn't discuss anything about Aaron Rodgers or TJ Watt.
Maybe next time. Goodbye.
Are you tired of them?
No,
topics?
We're not. We just wanted to get your thoughts on Gabe Davis and Jonnu Smith.
And
we'll do the other guys
party.
Next week. See ya.
Talk to y'all later. Bye.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.